we're at the Byron Bay Writers Festival for 2015, and we're talking to noted author and journalist and activist and poet also, Jennifer Clements. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me to your program.
Well, thank you so much for coming to Australia too. It's been a long journey for you to get here, hasn't it?
It has, but, you know, I remember even as a little girl just looking at the globe in the living room and thinking, what is that place? It's that huge island in the south of the globe. And so it's amazing. It's a dream come true to be here, really.
Turning to more serious matters, a lot of your work centres around the role that journalists play and also the victimisation of journalists by the political system too. Has it become more dangerous, you think, in some areas of the world than more than ever before to be a journalist?
Yes, I think so. I mean, one thing that I learned, because this novel that I wrote called Prayers for the Stolen, which is about the trafficking and stealing of young girls in Mexico, that was research that took 10 years. But during those 10 years, I was president of PEN Mexico and had to devote myself only to the killing and disappearance of journalists because it was such a huge problem. And what I realized is that what happens with journalists is that they're very dangerous people. They are people that corrupt politicians or criminals want to get rid of, whereas mothers who are grieving for their stolen daughters are not dangerous, important people. So actually the most dangerous part of the research was when I was president of PEN defending journalists. And I wrote many things about it. And one of the things that I wrote is what happened when the storyteller became the story. And that is what has happened in Mexico. The storyteller is now the story.
What do you think can happen to help change this situation? I mean, obviously, because the conundrum is that only more journalists can actually expose the fate of what's happening to these journalists.
Well, it's a very difficult thing. I mean, in Mexico, when I was actually president of PEN, one of the things that we did manage to do, we have not seen the fruit of this yet, but up until that time in Mexico, to kill a journalist was a state crime, and we were able to change it to be a federal crime. So that already is a very good thing. And so if the laws, which are not working in Mexico, but if they were to work, at least it has become a lot more grave to kill a journalist.
Moving on to more personal matters, can you tell us a little bit about your latest book?
Well, the latest book is this novel called Prayers for the Stolen, which is about the stealing of little girls in the state of Guerrero, which is the most dangerous state in Mexico. And actually, I knew that I wanted to write about how the violence was affecting women, because the story has been very male-driven. So we've, you know, in both literature and in journalism, it tends to be the men's stories. So I was very interested in seeing, well, how was it affecting the women? And I wasn't quite sure which women I would be writing about. So in fact, the research began with my interviewing women of drug traffickers who were in hiding from their drug trafficking boyfriends or husbands or fathers or brothers. But then I heard the story from a woman in Mexico City who was in the city working as an ironing lady, actually. And I asked her what's happening, and she said, well, what's happening is that they're stealing our little girls. And what we do is that we dig a hole in the field, and when we see the SUVs or the trucks coming looking for girls to steal, we hide them in these holes. So immediately in my mind, I mean, I couldn't sleep for days thinking of these little girls, sort of a cross between being in a rabbit warren to being in a living grave. And so then that's when I knew that I would be writing about the most vulnerable female population.
And what risk was this to you? You're another journalist, then become a target, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Well, curiously, I mean, the time that I felt most danger was when I was president of PEN. Going back to what I was saying earlier, journalists are dangerous people, whereas grieving mothers and young girls are not dangerous people. So, I mean, I had things happen. For example, all my tires were slashed in my car several times, or the wires of my telephone or my internet service were cut in the street. And all that happened when I was president of Penn.
And did this, I mean, this did, obviously didn't frighten you off. So obviously being president of Penn is only a position for someone of some courage.
Well, it's interesting how one doesn't really know oneself. And then you live your life and you begin to get to know yourself. And one thing I learned about myself that I hadn't been really aware of is that my indignation is greater than my fear.
So the answer is to not get afraid, but to get angry.
Yes, I think so. And I feel very angry about what's happening to girls. And curiously enough, I mean, I thought I was writing a very local story, but the book has actually sold all over the world. And I wrote, without realizing, actually a very universal book. So little girls and young women are in danger everywhere.
Thanks for talking to us, Jennifer.
Thank you.